Morning, good morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. 2023. Amen. The Lord has brought us over. We must praise him because it's only by the grace of God that we are here today. How many happy to be in the house of the Lord? Just one more time. Just one more time. Amen. Amen. If you would turn with me, if you have a hymn book close to you, page 27, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen. Blessed Assurance. Amen. I think we going into, well, in 2023, we can have the assurance that we have the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Verse 1, blessed sure, yeah, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a portent of glory divine. Here of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. Washed in his blood. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Verse 2, perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of rapture, now burst on my sight. Angels singing, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Come on, tell your story. This is my story, Lord. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is praising my Savior all the day long. Verse 3, perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Church, watching and waiting for, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Come on, tell somebody, this is my soul. Yeah, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Come on, say it like you mean. Oh, this is my story. Yeah, Lord, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. My song, yeah, Lord, Come on, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Amen. Praising my Savior all the day long. In the morning, at noonday, all day long, I'm praising my Savior. Hallelujah. Reverend Kitchen is going to come with our opening prayer and our scripture. Amen. Let us
every head bow, every eye close. Our Father and our God, it is in your Son Jesus' mighty name. We just want to come and say thank you. For you've been good to us. You've been such an awesome God. Once again, you looked over all of our faults, saw our need. And we say thank you. Here we are right now in a new year, 2023. Lord, we say thank you. For you've been such an awesome God, allowed us to come together just one more time. And now, Father, here we are, this day, this hour, this moment. Oh, come now, Holy Spirit, manifest your spirit within us. Come now, Holy Spirit, sup with us. Come now, Holy Spirit, loose us and let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Come now, Holy Spirit. Lord, bless your word today. Crown pastor with wisdom. Crown him with knowledge. Crown him with understanding. And Father, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. Come now, Holy Spirit. Be in us, through us, around us, and in us, that we worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Amen. Happy New Year to everyone. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. As our parishioners enter in, amen. Today being the day again that we celebrate the Lord's Supper. What better day it is, the first day of a first year of the first week of that year. What a better day. Amen. 1 Corinthians, amen, the 11th chapter, amen. We will begin reading around verse 23. 1 Corinthians, amen. Today is the day where we recognize and celebrate the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians. We'll give everybody time to be seated. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 23. I will read verse 23. You will follow thereafter. We will all read the last verse together, which is verse 34. Amen. For I receive from the Lord that which also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, whosoever eats this bread and drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthily manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthily manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For if we would judge ourselves, listen to what it says, we would not be judged. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another, all together. But if anyone hunger, eat at home. Let. And the rest, I set in order when I come. Amen. Please remain standing. If there are any parishioners, you may let them in for our morning scripture. Amen. And while they're coming in, we will again give everyone time to be seated. Turn with us to the book of Philippians, the book of Philippians and the book of Isaiah. Philippians, amen. Book of Philippians, amen. Philippians, the Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Hold your finger there, and Philippians chapter 3. Verse 12 through 14. Amen. Sorry about that. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, and Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, beginning at verse 18. Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained or am ready perfected, but I press on, verse 12, that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold on me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Turn with us to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Beginning there at verse 18. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Somebody say new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? I will even make the road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. for the good and the edifying of our soul. Come on, let's give our choir a hand.
want to be there too when they call the roll. Hallelujah. Come on, give God another hand clap of praise. Amen, amen. Praise God for a brand new year. Amen. Let's give him honor. Let's give him glory. Let's lift him up. Amen. For bringing us over into another year. Amen. We give honor to all of our clergies in the house, to the officers, our deacons, deaconess mothers, usher, choirs, saints, and friends, first family. Amen. Also, I want to welcome all of those who are listening in to our services today. Thank you for being a part. Amen. Want to welcome my good friend, Gene Copeland, on lead guitar. Amen. He snuck in on me today. So good to see him this morning. God bless you. Amen. All right. Once again, I just want to wish everybody a happy and prosperous new year. Amen. I like to also thank all of you for your cards and your gifts for Christmas. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Amen. We're going to start the new year off with less announcements. Is that all right? Amen. So we're going to have an announcement by Deaconess Dorothy Daniels. Amen. And then we're going to move right on. Amen. Praise God.
Happy New Year, everyone. Good to see everyone. I just want to come before the church to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When there is a need, no one gives like New Hope. And the deaconess had expressed the need for the Center for Children and Young Adults, and we were able to raise close to $1,000 in gifts, gift cards, electronics, many of the things that they asked for. These are for teenagers who are often forgotten about during the holidays, who are in the center. And when we took the gifts to them, they were so, so appreciative. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, thank you.
It's God, praise God. There's nothing like being a blessing to someone else. That's why the Lord put us here. Amen. That we might be a blessing to someone else. Give yourselves a hand because y'all look so beautiful out there today and just so happy to see you. And if we have any visitors, will you please stand? Any visitors? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Tell us your name and where you're from. Amen. God bless you. We're so happy to have you here this morning. May we be a blessing to you. Amen. That something that is said and done will bless your spirits for this day and the rest of the week. God bless you. All right. Give our guests another hand, if you will. All right. As we get started in this new year, I want us to remember virtual Bible study. Amen. Sunday school, our prayer service is so important. Amen. That we be grounded and rooted in the word. Amen. So I encourage you to be with us. Amen. In these sessions. And I promise you that you will be blessed. In a time like this, we need some encouragement. Amen. To keep us holding on. Amen. So we say to you, join us if you will. Thank you so much once again for how wonderful you've been in giving of your tithe and your offering in 2022. And I know in 2023 it's going to get even better. Ain't that right? Come on, somebody. You got to have high expectations to move on. Amen. Let's keep those on our concern list in your prayers, if you will. Deaconess Anita Bedford was scheduled for surgery on December 29th. I haven't got an update on her condition, but we ask that you would please keep her in your prayers. Also, Brother Mark Thornton's father, William Thornton. He has been diagnosed with cancer. He's one of our Brother Mark Thornton is the husband of the president of our usher board. So we ask that you would please keep his father in prayer, if you will. Sister Bessie Bonney, Reverend Donovan's wife, Deacon Core and family, Deacon Sims, Robert Jackson, and William Hunter. Please keep those lifted along with all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list. Amen. We never know when our name is going to be there. Amen. And for those who don't know, I just noticed on the monitors, it says for Reverend Tyrone Guyton, he has since relocated back to New Orleans. So that's why you haven't seen him. Amen. So please keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. All right. God bless you. Reverend Kitchen is going to get ready now to come and minister to us our communion. Amen. Our hymn is going to be at the cross. At the cross. Amen. So we ask that you will stand with us. Page 79. All right. Page 79 is, hopefully they would get it on the monitors where you'll be able to sing along with us. Amen. We pray that soon that we'll be able to put the hymn books back out. Amen. So we won't have a problem joining in and singing together. Thank you. Praise God. Let us prepare our hearts and minds now for our communion.
Every head bow, every eye close. What a sacred time that we remember what Jesus did for all of us. Gracious and eternal God, again, in your holy presence, recognizing, Father, this hour, this moment, this second, this minute, that we can come and recognize you sent your Son Jesus to die for the sins of this world. And we just want to say thank you now. For it was you, Jesus, that hung, bled, and died out on that hill they call Calvary. Thank you. And now, Lord, here we are gathered together, Father, remembering what you did for us. Now, Father, we pray that you would take up residence in our hearts. Clean up what we messed up. Fix us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Fix us so that we can be clean and purged from the inside out. That, Father, as we partake of these sacraments, we realize what you have done for us. Bless now as we partake of this bread. Bless as we partake of this fruit of the vine. Bless. Consecrate it. Change us now from where we are now to where you want us to be. We thank you. And we give you honor. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. The cup that we hold in our hands, the bread, which symbolizes Jesus' broken body. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, the cup that we hold is representation of symbolic of the body and blood of Jesus as he was there on the cross. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen. Mother Johnson.
Why your hand as they come. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Bostic was singing that song. I said, she still got it. I stopped at McDonald's this morning, got some coffee, and a young man there that was serving me, he said, are you a preacher? I said, yes, I'm a pastor. He said, where's your church? I said, in Powder Springs. He said, do y'all sing the old time songs? I said, yes. I said, that's us. We sing the old traditional songs. He said, well, I'm going to look you up one day. Amen. Praise God. So when she was singing that song, it just brought memories back, because you go back to them old songs. Those are the ones that bring you over. Those are the ones that keep you. Amen. The modern music is all right, but there's nothing like the word being sung in the songs. Amen. Briefly in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Very familiar scripture. Brethren, I count not myself to have been apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And over in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Thank you. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, I thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to be able to say a word for you. Come, Holy Spirit, now take control. Speak to your people today that they might have hope, they might have deliverance, they might have healing. Bless in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. One thing I failed to think, the choir and the musicians, amen, and our sound technician, for the New Year's Eve service recording. Amen. I don't know if you viewed it or not, but they did a wonderful job. So I thank you all for your services. Amen. All right. I just wanted to leave this message with you this morning. Don't let your memories be bigger than your dreams. Don't let your memories be bigger than your dreams. Amen. When we begin to look at our text today, it shows us that many Christians don't set goals before they are content with where they are. They just dwell on being in the state that they are. They feel like they can't get any better, or feel that their best days are behind them. That's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to be defeated, thinking that you can't be no more than what you are right now. But it's God's will that we have dreams. So I say, don't let your memories become bigger than your dreams. A little humor, if you don't mind. A woman walked into her bathroom at home, and she saw her husband weighing himself on the bathroom scale and sucking in his stomach. The woman thought to herself, he thinks he will weigh less by sucking in his stomach. So the woman rather sarcastically said to her husband, that's not going to help you. Her husband said, sure it will. It's the only way I can see the numbers. Praise God. So as we are in this new year, I'm sure many have big ideas. The beginning of a new year is unusual in that more than any other time of the year, most people will take a few minutes to evaluate their lives. They ask themselves, have I reached my goals? Do I need to change some things? Can I do better? Or are there some things I need to stop doing? But many Christians haven't set any goals in a long time because we're content with where we are. We feel we can't get any better, or we feel like our best days are behind us. God is not pleased with this attitude. God is saying to you today, don't let your memories become bigger than your dreams. First, God says, forget the past. Isaiah 43:18. Why do people start living in the past? A really good past. Some of you have had a great life and above average accomplishment. You feel that there's no ways your future is going to equal your past. So you settle for reminiscing about the past. Well, brothers and sisters, a really bad past. Sometimes others of you suffer through tragedy, even for personally devastation. You sometimes have been humiliated. You feel that a positive future is impossible for you. You feel like, well, I'm old now. The fact that your life seems almost over, that you have serious physical limitation, may make you assume that looking to the past is the only option for you. But many people have accomplished great things in spite of age and had bad pasts. I want you to understand today that we need to be focused on God, because He has the best thing in store for you. Memories shape who we are today. Dreams shape who we'll be tomorrow. Never make the mistake of letting your memories be greater than your dreams. Memories represent your past. Dreams represent your future. Our past shapes who we are today, but our dreams expands and shape us into what we can become. Dreams are a gift because they impact your life as you try to achieve them. A memory won't change your life today, but a dream will. Your dream is why you are in the gym. Your dream is why you set goals. You could easily waste a decade of your life just reminiscing on the past. But once you envision your dream and set goals to reach it, then you can begin to direct your future. Oh, brothers and sisters, it is so easy to just stop and say, that's all I can do. But I want you to know, Paul says we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Your future is determined by your dreams. So enjoy reflecting and celebrating the things you have accomplished for Christ in the past. But then move on to dream and plan what you will do for Christ in the future. Some has been singing on the choir. Some has been in the pulpit. You have reached, amen, the decision that it's time for me to retire now. But I want you to know there is no retirement, amen, in the gospel of God. Paul's views is the best. There in Philippians 3, 12 to 14, he says, not that I have already obtained this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, and press forward toward a mark of a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. So I want you to know, brothers and sisters, no matter what you have accomplished in your life today, God has better things for you to do. The Apostle Paul told us that at this stage of his life, he was forgetting what he had already done for Christ, and was only looking for what he might still do in the days ahead. What had Paul done by this time? A man headed up 3 missionary crusades in many countries. He brought revivals to most of the Roman world. He stood before slaves and emperors alike, being terrified, being persecuted. He suffered. A man seen outstanding visions of Christ and heaven. Yet, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of what God wants me to accomplish. If Paul hadn't, amen, shouldn't think that we are finished yet. Believe me, brothers and sisters, God has great things in store for you. You might not think you can do anything else, but you just keep on, amen, seeking God and watch him work in your life. Begin to live the dream. Leave some things behind you. Leave, yes, some of those people behind you. Leave, yes, your resentments behind you. We all have some who have hurt us, mistreated us. The unforgiving hearts, amen, continue to live in the past. We cannot erase our memories, but we can let the offense go. Leave your worries behind you. Worries are very much like rocking your chair. They give you something to do, but they never take you anywhere. Amen. Don't worry about what has happened to you in the past. Just realize that you are in Christ Jesus, and that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so therefore, I can leave my failures behind. We get discouraged because we have failed. But have we failed in God's eyes? God is the God of new beginning. If we ask, he will give us a clean slate. He's the only one that can erase our wrongdoings. He's the only one that can set us free. Leave your guilt behind. You never have to feel unworthy again. You never need to feel inadequate again. Christ is in your life. He will give you the hope of glory, the key of God's glory and future. Amen. Take Jesus' hands and walk into the future. Amen. The songwriter said, let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to glory. It's not what gifts you have, but allow God to use your talents, amen, to do what he would have you to do. That's why Paul said to Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you, amen, that you might be able to be all that God wants you to be. Somebody right now feel like that you are inadequate to do something. But I stop by to let you know today that whatever God has put in you can be to the benefit of somebody else. So seize your opportunity. Each new year, God gives us a new opportunity to work for him, to advance the kingdom of God, to win souls, to move the church forward in revival. The question is, are you ready to run with the opportunity? Somebody is sitting down on God right now because of your focus and what you are doing. Somebody is sitting down because you feel unworthy to be singing in the choir. You feel unworthy to be in the pulpit. But I got news for you. If you would just go to God and seek his face and repent of your sins, God will do great things in your life. He will work it out for you. You'll be surprised that voice that you used to have will return again, because God will be working on the inside. Do I have a witness here this morning? I want you to understand that it's not the time for you to quit right now. It's the time for you to fight. I want you to understand that God's goal is better for you than what you think. Five godly goals to set for yourself for 2023. First of all, determined to be better witnesses for Jesus Christ. You can go tell somebody that Jesus Christ is alive. You can tell them that he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. He can let him penetrate you by his Holy Spirit to be able to bless somebody with a smile sometimes, to be able to bless somebody with a hello in the morning. Develop a move, a Christ-like nature, the fruits of the Spirit. Gain knowledge of God's word. Memorize his verses. So when you get in trouble, you can look back at his word and say, he's able to bring me through. Increase your prayer life. Learn to get down on your knees, because it's hard to stumble when you're down on your knees. Do I have a witness here? Get closer to God in this new year. Let him abide inside of you. You need the burning of the Holy Spirit down on the inside. Too many of you have went home and sat down because your light is gone out, but you need a jump start. You need a word from the Lord. You need the Spirit to get on the inside and to fire you up again. Seven things you could do every day. Focus on a passion, not the way you look. Stop gossiping. Don't be that person. Spread positive things. Give one a compliment. Do the random act of kindness. Learn how to volunteer. Name one thing you are grateful every day. Call a lonely friend. Yes, it's high time now that we realize that God wants us to get out of 2022 and move forward in 2023. I come to tell you, decide, I'm going to jump up, I'm going to move out, I'm going to march for Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you can't stop me, you can't block me, get out of my way. I'm going to the king. The boy one day said to his father, he said, Daddy, there are three frogs that are sitting on a limb that hung over a pool. And one frog decided to jump off into the pool. He said to his daddy, how many frogs would be left on the limb? The daddy replied, there'll be two. The young boy said, no, daddy, there are three. And one decided to jump. How many are left? The dad said, oh, I get it now. If one decided to jump, all the rest of them would jump too. So there are none left. But watch this. The boy said, no, daddy. The answer is, there is three. The frog only decided to jump. Does that sound like last year? Revolution, great inspiration, great resolution. But oft time, we only decide. And much later, we're still on the same limb of doing nothing. Y'all don't hear me? You missed it there. Sometimes we're in a state of deciding that we won't move forward with our dreams. I stopped by to tell you right now, in 2023, you gotta let loose and let God have his way. Make up in your mind that there's nothing that can hold me back. I'm marching on for Jesus. Well, Halloween is here. I'm going to sing the best I can. I'm going to preach the best I can. I'm going to live the best I can. I'm going to praise the best I can. I'm going to lift him the best I can. I'm going to shout the best I can. Is there anybody here that can lift your hands and say 2022? I sat down on God for 2023. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to give him glory because he is. He is. He is a mighty God. He has brought me through. I'm not complaining because I realize that I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy name. And because he brought me, and because he kept me, I'm an instrument for the master. You got to make up in your mind. You got to make up in your mind. Stop staying in the past. Time for you to make yourself better than you was in 2022. If you can't read, learn how to read. If you don't know how to add, take some math classes. Make yourself better than you was in 2022. Listen, listen. I'm going to leave you alone. But remember, remember, you call yourself a Christian. And a Christian is Christ-like. Meaning that you representing Jesus. So you need to learn how to put forth your best effort. Because you are working for Jesus, who gave his life for you and for me. I don't have time to gospel. Don't have time to let folks hold me back. Don't have time to let people dictate to me what my day is going to be like. Because I know where my hope comes from. My hope comes from the Lord. So don't get stuck in your past. Move forward into your dreams. Let everybody know, if you can't help me, don't block me. Get out of my way. Because I'm working for the master. I offer Christ to you today. If you haven't made up your mind to follow Jesus, now is the time for you to do so. He has great things waiting for you. But if you just gonna sit there and say, this is all I can do, if you're gonna settle for the less, you're gonna miss out on the blessings of God. Learn to place yourself in God's hands and watch Him develop you into what He wants you to be. Will you come to Him today? Let Him make a change in your life. Give your life to Him. If there be one, come by letter, Christian Experience, Candidate of Baptism. But if I was you on this first Sunday in 2023, I'd be able to say, I got saved. I gave my life to the Lord. There be one, will you come this morning? Give me your hand and give God your heart. Perhaps you are not here in the building and you're in your car, you're at home, wherever you might be. God is right where you are. And all you have to do is confess. Surrender your life to Him. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Perhaps this is a new year, and if you didn't do it last night, you can do it this morning. You can release some things. You can let it go and let God take control. As we prepare for our altar call today, I'm going to ask Deacon Davis if he would lead us in prayer. As he's praying, I want you to release things that are holding you back. Release things that are keeping you from doing the Master's will. Release those things that are imprisoning you and you are not able to move forward to do the Master's will. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. And watch God work in your life. There are some things that are too hard for you to handle. And while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. All you got to do is just release it, release it. So, Lord, take it away, take it away. Some things that we've done in 2022, we need to ask for forgiveness and let it go and move on, so that God can give us all that He has for us. Let's pray with Deacon Davis today.
Father.
Father.
I stretch my hand to Thee.
Yes, Lord.
No other help I know. Mm-hmm. For Thou will draw Thy hands from me.
My Lord.
Whither shall I go?
Uh-huh.
Father God, here we are once again.
Here we are.
Calling on Your name.
Yes.
Father God, we're standing in the need of prayer.
Uh-huh.
Father God, we thank You for bringing us over.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank You for keeping us and watching over us down through the years.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You.
Father God, we know it was nothing but by the grace of God we stand here today.
Yes, yes.
Father, we don't take that lightly.
My Lord, my Lord.
Father, we know that our job is not completed. There's something You have in store for us. Father God, we ask You to wrap Your arms around us. And
yes,
Father,
Lord,
teach us and train us how to be better.
Please, Lord.
Father, some of us are still living in the pandemic, Father
my
God.
Lord, but my Lord.
Father God, as pastors said, the church is open, Father.
Yes, yes.
And we need workers, Father. There's still some that's sitting on the sideline,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Wake them up, shake them, let them know your business still must be done.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you to go by the sick and the shut in right
please,
now
Lord,
and sup with them, Father. Just remind them, Father, you brought them over and you didn't bring them this far to leave them.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, meet their needs right now. You know what they are even before we can utter
yes,
the words.
Yes.
Father God, somebody right now don't know you right now,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Father, we ask you to touch them right now,
touch
Father
them,
God.
Lord.
Prick their hearts, Father. They may know that the wage of sin is death.
Yes, Lord.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Uh-huh.
Father, we ask you to bless every church door that stands open in your name, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, bless every minister, every pastor, every layperson, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Can reassure them, Father God. Restir them, Father God. Re-energize them, Father, that
yes.
they might run on just a little farther.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you to bless New Hope in a mighty way.
Please, Lord.
That we might do your will,
yes,
Father God.
Yes.
Let us not worry about what happened in 2022.
Uh-huh.
The ones that talked about us. Father
yes.
God, stab us in the back. Father, teach us to forgive those,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Forgive
yes,
them, Father, and
yes.
put it all in your hand.
Uh-huh.
For Father God, you said, vengeance is mine,
yes,
Father God.
Yes.
When I got up this morning, I didn't have no doubt that you would bring
yes,
me out.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for salvation.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for dying on the
yes,
cross.
Thank
getting
you.
With all power in your
yes,
hand.
Lord. Yes,
and because
Lord.
You did that, Father, we know that what you can't do just can't be done.
My Lord.
Father God, we ask you to bless the mothers in a mighty way.
Please, Lord.
Keep them in your mighty hands.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, be with us all through the day and through
please,
the years,
Lord.
Father.
Please,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Father
thank
God.
You.
We claim the victory
yes.
for everything, Father God.
Glory.
You know the need, Father.
Hallelujah.
You know the need, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father
thank
God,
you.
We said thank you.
Thank you.
This we say in our Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, let's praise God. Thank you, Deacon Davis. Thank you so much. Amen. Your hearts are feel a little lighter now. Praise God. Give our choir a hand. They sing so beautiful. And our musicians, give them a hand. Amen. We thank again Brother Gene Copeland for coming and sharing with us. You know, if Pastor Mitchell over at Pilgrim, if he wasn't a good friend of mine, I would steal him. But you know, when you take from somebody else, you know, somebody else gonna take from you. Hello, somebody. What goes around comes around. But I really miss him. Amen. And we thank God for him coming and sharing with us this morning. Give him a hand if you will. Amen. Our ushers, praise God for you today. All of our ministers, our sound technician, thank you so much. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. God bless you. Listen, I want you to say a special prayer for my mom. Next Sunday, she'll be 93 years old. Amen. So if y'all don't see me, Reverend Kitchen, hint, hint, you know where I'll be. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. What y'all going to take us out with? Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say, say amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through the battles now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. We love you. Once again, Happy New Year. Be blessed. Stay safe. Love you, Mama.